This is Karen Paul Holmes reading The Death of an Appalachian Hardware Store. Just as you walked in, J.D. or Spud in overalls, been there 40 years, would step out from a jam-packed aisle. What do you uns need today? No matter which bolt or nut not carried by Home Depot, he'd reach into an open bin. This'll be it. Anything else? The place smelled of iron nails and lawn fertilizer, like all hardwares, including Skinner's up north, with the same wonderment of stuff, where your parents let you walk once you turned 10, and you bought a jackknife, where the guy helped your friend grease his trombone slide before sixth grade tryouts. Spud would cut your plywood to size, while J.D. found you the right bird seed or the stem valve for your dripping faucet. Then offer tips for the job. Need a pipe wrench? Borrow it. Not rent, borrow. When the cashier asked, cash or credit, she didn't mean Visa, just a slip to sign. The owner passed a few years back, his kids sold out. Now corporate, shiny, wide aisles, kinda bare. Up front, organic coffee beans, grind your own, Yeti coolers, $350, Big Green Eggs, $899. You'll wander before finding a guy who doesn't know jack about stem valves, all in plastic bags with logos hanging on a grid. Need a screw? You're screwed. Tall columns of fancy drawers now, and it'll take you half an hour to have a key cut. But today, Steve, a new guy from Philly, helps you choose a flashlight, points out why he bought this one himself. You say it reminds you of the old days. He says the last two old-timers left, and now the store's open on Sundays. He says, well, this is the Bible Belt. Me, I go to church when I can, but I need the work. When you ask him to match a paint, he shepherds you over there and tweaks the mix until he says, yep, this is it. And you say, yep, thank you kindly. Next time you need something, you ask for Steve, but he's moved on. And the row of gum-chewing cashiers all stare out to the parking lot.